Welcome to the Discover Mansfield podcast, featuring interviews with the town of Mansfield's business-friendly team, business leaders, entrepreneurs, and others offering an inside look with keen insight and awareness on how to do business and thrive in one of the most sought-out communities in the Commonwealth.
Well, it's great to welcome everyone to this edition of our Discover Mansfield podcast today. And joining us in the studio is Mansfield's newly appointed Economic Development Director, Chris McDermott, who we are truly delighted to welcome to Mansfield, and also so pleased that he's going to be representing the town in his new role. Chris, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Deborah. I'm really happy to be here.
Well, we're really happy to have you here and also to share with the community what you're going to be doing in your new role and why this new role came to be. So I think this will be a really nice educational piece for the community, especially as we've been really focusing on economic development now in Mansfield for a couple of years, and with our Discover Mansfield campaign moving full speed ahead, and just really great to have you in this position where you're going to be meeting with so many of our businesses that are currently here in town, and also with some new companies that are considering Mansfield, both from within the Commonwealth and also from parts outside, from different parts of the country. So we're really excited about that. Chris, can you tell us, maybe you can articulate what your role is exactly, so that our listeners in the community will really just understand exactly the role that you're going to be playing here in Mansfield?
Absolutely. Well, I have what's rather a broad mandate. What I'm really here to do is serve as the key business liaison for the town and any employers who are located here, thinking of locating here, or looking to expand in the town. That's going to include work around business attraction, business retention, identifying sites that fit an employer's need, assisting existing employers as they, as I said, seek to expand, and aiding developers in the permitting process. I'm also going to be working with a number of important boards and committees in the community. Obviously, we'll be working, as always, close hand in hand with the planning board and the board of selectmen, but also be working very closely with the Industrial Development Committee, the Downtown Committee, and serving as a liaison in general to the business community.
Yeah, that's really great. And you've also, really started performing a lot of those particular tasks within your role. I mean, you've presented at the Industrial Development Committee already. You've presented to the Select Board. You've had numerous meetings so far within the business community. And then also, I know you've attended a couple of ribbon cuttings. So you really, you're hitting the ground running, I guess, as they say, in a very short span of time.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, Mansfield is a town that's very much on the move. There's amazing potential here. And Kevin, his team, yourself included, have really been working very hard to make sure they capitalize on that as much as they can. So it's been a very active month today. And there's a lot to learn, and I really look forward to it.
Yeah, that's great. And we're so excited that you're going to be really reaching out to those businesses, both large and small, to thank them for being here in Mansfield, to provide a nurturing soundboard when they have questions regarding permitting, when they're questioning whether they should make a move to another location within the community, when they have a question regarding zoning. So it's really great that you're going to be providing that level of really exceptional customer service to our existing businesses in town, and also working with our partners to smoothly transition those newcomers, which we're all very excited about as well. But you have a lot that is within your realm of responsibility in this new role. But what are you most excited about accomplishing in your role as Director of Economic Development?
Well, one of the things I really look forward to doing is working alongside the biotech sector. Prior to this, I was working for 4 years in North Central Massachusetts, which was an amazing experience. They have the highest concentration of manufacturers in the Commonwealth. But a lot of those industries, a lot of those employers are legacy manufacturers. One thing that I found really unique and really exciting about Mansfield was the fact that you have a bio incubator, you have a biotech sector, you have a growing investments in that sector that are still taking off to this day. So working with those employers, learning about what their workforce needs are, learning about what their site readiness needs are, learning how they move about the process of investing in a community, expanding, is something I really, really look forward to.
That's great. And that's a perfect segue into, you know, you had a very busy day yesterday. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the tour yesterday, what that involved, and some of the partners that were involved in that meeting, which was very successful.
Absolutely. It was actually it was a tour of the Mansfield Bio Incubator. And it's actually the second one I've been to in 2 weeks, if you can believe it. Yesterday's tour involved Mass Life Sciences, which is one of our quasi-state partners. They're a public agency that works with employers and local communities and incubators such as Mansfield Bio Incubator to match investors in the biotech sector to sites and resources that match their needs. And actually just a week before that, I'd had a similar tour with Mass Bio, which is an agency, a industry organization that represents employers in the biotech industry. Both were very insightful. I mean, what's going on at the Mansfield Bio Incubator, which is actually expanding as we speak, is very, very exciting work. I find incubators in general to be very interesting and very exciting, but especially when they're in a field as cutting edge as this. And it's also great to meet these state level partners who really work hand in hand with state government and with state industry to promote the sector.
Yeah, it's really terrific, and we will be inviting the leader of the Mass Mansfield Bio Incubator to join us on a podcast in January. So we're really excited about having him come on and really talk about the new expansion that's gone on there, the new innovative movements that have been happening, and really informing the community as to the great things that are happening within that particular building in Mansfield. And I think unless you are in tune to it, you might not know. So the last two meetings that you had with Mass Bio and Mass Life Sciences there really illuminates, it brings it to another level. It brings it to more of a statewide level where more people can see it. It's on the radar, it's on the map. And I think that is only going to help it become more visible and even more successful. So that's really great. And I know that there are more plans underway, not only with the incubator, but also with the whole area where the incubator is situated. So with hopes, you know, we'll have some more good things to report on in a couple of months down the line so that we can, you know, really expand upon this conversation and inform the community even more about the good things that are happening. You know, Chris, a lot of what economic development spurs is this workforce development, making the community stronger by having good quality jobs within the community. And it seems that especially over the last 3 to 6 months, there has been, you know, an employment surge, not readily, but that is underway between the expansion with Walgreens recently, with American Health Associates, with Amazon, and with a couple of others. So how do you see your role with respect to that? And do you want to talk a little bit about the Mansfield Works program, which I think is really, really interesting. And I think our listeners will be eager to learn about that.
Absolutely. Workforce development is a critical aspect of economic development anywhere you go. I actually secured two fellowships when I was working with the North Central Massachusetts Chamber at the national level to learn more about this issue because it was a major problem there as well. Mansfield Works is an amazing initiative. It's really working hand in hand with our employers, you know, large or small, identifying the needs, the skills they're looking for, and helping to get the word out to area residents that there are opportunities for employment if they are so interested. I think this is the type of critical thing that a lot of employers look for, the type of help that a municipality can really provide, and it really helps us drive growth.
Yeah, because you know they're bringing jobs workforce into the community, so that strengthens the community in that it provides jobs and it fosters better economic development in the downtown area. We're going to have more folks that are going to be using the restaurants and the dry cleaners and the professional services and all the different types of businesses that are really appropriate when you're doing your errands, either during your lunch hour or when you're going to and from work. So that alone helps strengthen the economy. What I really love about Mansfield Works is it puts Mansfield residents in the know immediately about great jobs that are available, and they will be the first to know about it. And so what that does is it really takes a very well-educated population, which we know Mansfield is, and it positions everyone to be aware of these opportunities that are very close to home. And when we think about quality of life, certainly a commute that is not too far, and at the same time, you can get a great working environment and to do what your specialization is really a wonderful thing. Especially for those folks in the community that are raising families and want to be, close to home. So I'm really excited about that, and I think that it really does. It's a win-win for both the community and also the companies that the program is helping. Mansfield, and you touched upon this a little bit with Mass Life Sciences and Mass Bio, but Mansfield has done a tremendous job in establishing partnerships with key industry leaders as part of its economic development initiative. As you see your role in moving forward, how do you envision playing a greater role in strengthening those partnerships on behalf of the town?
Well, I think that's absolutely critical. As I said a moment ago, I spent 3 years working in the chamber industry. So understanding the importance that these advocacy groups, that these representative organizations play in bringing forward the needs of the business community, the needs of their membership, is something that's absolutely critical to somebody who's in my role. One of the first things I did actually on my second day of employment was I attended a breakfast at the Tri-Town Chamber of Commerce to make an introduction to meet the head of that chamber, Kara. I know her well from my time in the chamber industry, but it was always good to shake her hand and let her know that I was going to be in the area and also meet some of the membership who are involved in that organization. Working with the larger organizations like MassBio, likewise, that's going to be absolutely critical, particularly when it comes to making connections with outside industries, industries that might be looking for a site to invest in, or for an industry to invest, or a business to invest in. That's one of the key roles that incubators play. A lot of the larger employers no longer do their own R&D; they seek out smaller employers to farm that out to, or even to purchase. So, maintaining that relationship with MassBios in the event that we know of a business that's at the bio incubator, and we can connect them to an industry partner who's interested in fostering them and bringing them up to the next level. That's going to be absolutely critical in my role. So I really look forward to building these relationships, connecting with these industry partners, learning about what the needs of their membership are, learning about what the concerns of their membership are. I mean, if there's one thing that's common to every business community, it's the desire to know that they're heard, that they're appreciated, that their contributions, whether it's through employment, whether it's through their tax rolls, or whether it's through their general contributions to the community, whether that be donations or participation of some kind, mentorship sometimes, is recognized. And working with these industry partners is absolutely critical to doing that.
That's great. And I want to switch gears a little bit too. We spent some time talking about that larger sector. We talked about the biotech sector, which is growing, life sciences is growing in Mansfield, which is terrific. But let's talk a little bit about the downtown businesses and those smaller businesses that are really the lifeblood of our community in Mansfield, but any community. Have you had an opportunity, and I know you've only been in your role a very short time, but have you had an opportunity yet to navigate downtown, to meet some of the small business owners, to visit some of the restaurants, and just get to know the small business community a little bit better.
Absolutely. I mean, a downtown is the heart of any community. I mean, it's really where people come together to, you know, the expression is often live, work, play. A downtown, a thriving downtown combines all of that. You have individuals that live downtown. You have individuals that frequent the businesses that make their home there. And obviously you have the individuals that, you know, work there and serve the others. So it's an absolutely critical sector of any community. I'm actually pulling together a list of businesses. I'll be doing a tour in the next coming week to walk through, hit a couple of the newer, more recently opened ones, Providence Bagel as an example, Mansfield train station convenience shop is another one that I've recently been made aware of that, you know, I really look forward to stepping in. I've also visited a couple of the restaurants. I've visited, there's a particular deli downtown that I very much enjoy. They're great to go to. Chivo Mateo, excuse me, I was just remembering the name of the restaurant, is another great place that I've gone to. It's not right downtown, but adjacent to. I've been there for a couple of lunches already, and I've really enjoyed meeting some people there, checking out their menu, getting to know their staff. So it's one of the things that I really look forward to is promoting downtown development, you know, really leveraging that train station, making sure that foot traffic is something that drives growth throughout the center of Mansfield.
That's great, because the more that everyone can shop local, keep it local, support small businesses within Mansfield, the healthier, the more vibrant, and more vital the downtown is going to be. And so economic development really has many different levels and many different facets. And a healthy and thriving downtown is crucial. And we really want to make sure that we're reaching out and supporting those small businesses and our small business community, and encouraging people to go to the small businesses in Mansfield, because not only is it convenient, but when you're helping in supporting those small local businesses within the community, they're going to get stronger and they're going to get more vibrant and they're going to be more prosperous, and they'll be able to bring even more to the residential community. So everything really works hand in hand. And that just brings me to talking a little bit about some of those great accolades that Mansfield has received over many years about being a top community to live in the United States, having the best schools, being touted for being such a great place to live. And so as you think about economic development, Chris, how do you feel that those accolades play a role in marketing the town?
They absolutely work hand in hand. I mean, people like to live, if not at, then adjacent to where they work. I mean, you know, no one wants a particularly long commute. So really building a community that has the attractions, has a thriving downtown that you can visit, with a restaurant that you really want to check out on a Saturday night, having some place where you can take your business partners, where you're going to have a lunch meeting, all of that is absolutely critical. And on top of that, we were just speaking a minute ago about workforce development, and it's important to business, and it's important to businesses. Being able to attract the type of talent that in turn attracts the businesses that we really want to bring into this region, the long-term high employment sector industries, that is going to be critical. So being able to attract the young professionals, skilled professionals, and also skilled blue collar working class jobs that, you know, really make a community someplace that a business needs to locate is absolutely dependent upon, you know, those type of attributes in the community, making sure that it's a great place to not only work and play, but also to live.
Absolutely. And you know, we think about the key factors that are required, you know, for healthy economic development and vitality. And so, you know, the resources of the developments, certainly Mansfield has that. So that's really great. A thriving labor force that's continuing to grow. And certainly Mansfield has that. And we talked a little bit about that with the new jobs that are being created and the Mansfield Works program and illuminating that to the community. The investment that's being made in the community by a lot of these corporations that are coming in and those that are here that are expanding and growing, that's key. And then also, you know, the entrepreneurship of the small businesses, but also in the Mansfield Bio Incubator. So there are so many key facets of economic growth and development, and Mansfield really has them all, including what we feel, you know, one of the best is the location. In marketing the town as a community to expand, grow, and thrive your business. Not only is Mansfield located in a perfect place, it's situated, in the midst of major highways, major routes, and connectivity, but also, as you mentioned, you know, the train station, access to public transportation, access to getting in and out of the city, so that those are all key factors. And so I think when you really put it all together, Mansfield is a really great place to grow, thrive, live, go to school, and to work. And so that's the message. And that's the message that I know you're going to be bringing forward and illuminating in an even greater way. And we're looking forward to that. And before we end, I just want to ask if there's anything that you can think of that you would like to add so that before we go, the community can hear any last words from you.
Yeah, well, I mean, just a note to add, building off what you were saying regarding Mansfield's location. I mean, I think one of the things that makes Mansfield really, really, really unique is the fact that it is literally smack between two major cities with two major ports and two major, well, I shouldn't say just two, but, you know, they stick out, Brown and Harvard, two major longstanding research institutions. And then, of course, you also have MIT on top of that, BC, BU, Providence College, URI. I mean, this is an asset that a lot of investors really look for. It's adjacent to where a lot of research and development is going. A lot of that research and development is getting priced out of those highly urban environments. They're looking for a new home. Mansfield really is the perfect place for it. It's also the perfect place for those people conducting that research and development to build a home, build a family. So I really look forward to being here. I really enjoyed my last month here, and I look forward to seeing what the coming months have in store.
That's great. And if someone is listening and they say, I need to call him, I want to get in touch with him, how do they do that?
Absolutely. They can reach me. I have a direct number. The phone number is 508-851-6410. They can also email me. My email is cmcdermott, C-M-C-D-E-R-M-O-T-T, at mansfieldma.com.
That's great. Chris, thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to having you back on and rekindling this conversation in a couple of months. And I hope that you have a very, very wonderful afternoon, and look forward to talking with you again soon.
As well. Thank you very much, Deborah.